Welcome to number 5 of Foundations of the Faith.
Wilujeng sumping dina pengajaran nu kalima perkawis dasar iman.
We're talking about essential doctrines of Christ.
Urang nuju nyaros perkawis doktrin penting di Yesus Kristus.
Some of the main teachings of the New Testament.
Sabara tina pengajaran utama tina perjanjian anyar.
If believers in Jesus Christ
kami percanten di lebet Yesus Kristus
will learn the things that we're teaching,
diajar perkawis-perkawis anu diajarkan,
it will help them to become established in God.
Inulungan karanjen supados di lebet Allah.
It will help them to be fruitful in their ministry.
Kau hasil dina laladen.
It will equip them to do the works of Jesus.
Ieu baris ngalengkepan kanggo ngalampakeun padamelan Yesus.
That is our goal in these lessons.
Ya, ieu sasaran urang dina pengajaran
ieu. In our last lesson we were talking about the Holy Spirit.
Dina pengajaran urang nu ngalangkungan urang nuju nyaros perkawis Roh Kudus.
And his ministry in the life of the believer.
Sareng padamelanana di lebet jalmi percanten.
Before we move on, I'd like to talk about that for a few more moments.
Satuacana urang neraskeun abdi hoyong nyaris perkawis sabora menit.
We read in the book of Acts when believers were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Urang ngaos dina kitab Kisah Rasul waktu jalmi percanten dipenuhan Roh Kudus.
They began to speak with other tongues.
Lanjeuna ngawitan nyaris bahasa-bahasa sanes.
That is so important.
Ieu penting pisan.
It's not all there is to the Holy Spirit.
Sanesna aya di dinya nu dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
But I believe it gets us into the main flow of the supernatural.
Tapi abdi percanten urang nu kacandak kana gulidagna kawasa supraalami.
When I pray in an unknown tongue, the Bible says my spirit is praying.
Waktu abdi ngadoa bahasa nu teu ngarti, kitab suci jarios roh abdi nuju ngadoa.
I'm talking to God from my spirit.
Abdi nuju ngeunem catur sareng Allah ku Roh abdi.
I'm not praying from my natural mind.
Abdi teu ngadoa pikiran abdi pribadi.
My spirit is in communion with God.
Roh abdi ngahiji sareng Allah.
Now when God speaks to the heart of a believer,
sareng waktu salah ngandika ka hate jalmi percanten,
he speaks to their spirit.
Mantenna ngandika ku roh aranjeun.
The Bible says that the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord.
Kitab suci nyaris kenyen roh manusianya tadi damarna pangeran.
When God enlightens you, he enlightens you through your spirit.
Waktu Allah ngagumirakeun saderek nyaeta ngalangkuan roh saderek.
When God leads and guides you, he leads and guides you through your spirit.
Waktu Allah ngaping sareng ngauban saderek ngalangkungan roh saderek.
God does not speak to your physical body.
Allah teu ngadawuh ku badan jasmani saderek.
He doesn't speak to your natural mind.
Mantenna teu ngadawuh ka pikiran saderek nyalira.
He speaks to your spirit.
Mantenna ngadawuh ka roh saderek.
The Bible says in the book of Romans.
Kitab suci nyaroskeun dina kitab Roma.
That the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
Roh Kudus salamina sasarengan ngayakeun panaksen sareng roh urang.
Now when I'm praying in other tongues, I'm praying from my spirit.
Abdi nuju ngadoa basa roh, abdi nuju ngadoa dina roh abdi.
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
Ku pitulungna Roh Kudus.
The same place that tongues originate from.
Tempat nu sami ti mana asalna basa roh eta.
Is the same place that I will sense the leading and guiding of God.
Tempat musami waktu abdi ngaraoskeun pangaping sareng ngauban Allah.
So as I spend times in praying in the spirit,
waktu abdi ngagunakeun waktu ngadoa ngangoro,
I can become sensitive to God's voice.
Tiasa ngajantenkeun terang pisan kadawuhan Allah.
Because when God speaks to me,
margi waktu Allah ngandika ka abdi,
He'll speak to me in the same place that those tongues arise from.
Mantenna ngadawuh ka abdi di tempat anu sami waktos basa roh aya.
Many times I will spend time praying in the spirit, praying in tongues.
Sabora kali abdi ngagunakeun waktos ngadoa dina basa roh.
Then I will get quiet and listen.
Salajengna abdi janten tenang sareng ngadangukeun.
God will whisper to my heart.
Allah bari sangarewas dina hate abdi.
And I'm sensitive to Him.
Terang abdi terang pisan ka mantenna.
God wants to lead and guide every one of His children.
Allah hoyong ngaping ngadamping sadaya putra-putrana.
He speaks to our hearts.
Mantenna ngadawuh ka sadaya hate abdi.
So as I pray in tongues, it helps me to be sensitive.
Janten waktos abdi ngadua basa roh, eta nulungan supaya abdi terang pisan.
We also found that the Holy Spirit helps us to pray for things we don't know about.
Urang oge mendakan yang Roh Kudus nulungan urang ngadoa hal-hal anu teu acan terang.
In Romans chapter 8 verse 26 it tells us we don't always know how to pray.
Roma 8 ayat 26 urang terang yen urang teu terang kedah kumaha ngadoa.
And when I don't know how to pray I'm limited.
Dina waktos abdi terang kumaha carana ngadoa abdi ngaraos kawatesan.
But the Holy Spirit always knows how to pray.
Tapi Roh Kudus salamina terang kumaha cara ngadoa.
He knows the situations that go on in everyone's life.
Anjeuna uningaeun kaayaan anu nuju ka sorang dina kahirupan urang.
One night I was reading my Bible.
Hiji wengi abdi nuju ngaos Alkitab.
And I began to feel a heaviness in my heart.
Abdi ngawitan ngaraos dina hata abdi.
And I began to think about a friend of mine.
Abdi meeting emutan ngeunaan saurang rerencangan.
He lives on the other side of the world from me.
Anjeuna linggi di beulahan dunya anu sanes.
He lives in the nation of Australia.
Anjeuna linggi di Australia.
I just felt that something was wrong.
Abdi ngaraos aya hiji hal anu teu beres.
I felt an urge to pray.
Abdi ngaraos dorongan ngadoa.
But in my mind, I didn't know anything.
Tapi dina pikiran abdi, abdi teterang nanaon.
I didn't know how to pray.
Abdi teterang-terang ngadoa.
So I got on my knees and I said, Holy Spirit, help me.
Abdi dongko sareng nyareos, Roh Kudus tulungan abdi.
I don't know how to pray for my friend, but you know what's going on.
Kumaha ngadoakeun rerancangan tapi anjeunna terang nunuju ka jan tenang.
And from deep inside of me, I began to pray.
Sareng di lebet hate, abdi ngamimitian ngadoa.
I prayed in other tongues for about a half an hour.
Abdi ngadoa dina bahasa roh salami setengah jam.
And then the heaviness lifted.
Keterasan beban nu tadi diangkat.
And I felt whatever I had been praying about was finished.
Sareng abdi ngaraos naon wae anu ku abdi tos didoakeun tos.
I contacted him in a couple of days.
Abdi ngahubungan anjeunna sabaraha dinten satosna.
He said, Bayless, you'll never know what's gone on.
Anjeunna nyaraos Bayless, anjeunna teu terang naon nu parantos ka
jantan. He said, my father was diagnosed with cancer.
Anjeunna nyaraos saur dokter pun bapa kena kanker.
The doctors had given him just a couple of days to live.
Dokternya rias mung tiasa kuat hirup sabaraha dinten.
He said, I felt like I was losing my mind.
Abdi ngaraos pikiran abdi buntu.
It was the same time when the Holy Spirit gave me the burden to pray.
Eta waktos nusami, waktos Roh Kudus masihan ka abdi beban doa.
He said, I was feeling so depressed.
Abdi ngaraos stres pisan.
But suddenly courage came into me.
Ujug-ujug kenging kawani.
And I rose up in prayer.
Gugah ngadoa.
Said my father was healed miraculously.
Pun bapa ngaraoskeun mujizat kasehatan anak.
They could find no trace of cancer in him.
Teu aya diurut kanker dina lebet awakna.
In my mind, I didn't know any of that was going on.
Abdi teu terang naon anu nuju ka jantenan.
But the Holy Spirit knew.
Roh Kudus terang.
He helps us to pray.
Anjeunna nulungan ngadoa.
For your friends and your relatives.
Kang rerancangan urang sareng kenalan-kenalan urang.
You don't always know how to pray.
Saderek teu salamina terang kumaha carana ngadoa.
For your country, you don't always know how to pray.
Kamu nagri saderek anu teu terang kumaha carana.
When we come to the end of ourselves.
Waktos urang ngaraos buntu.
The Holy Spirit can take over.
Roh Kudus tiasa nyandak alih.
And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Terang waktos urang dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
We can pray in other tongues.
Urang tiasa ngadoa dina bahasa nu sanes.
And pray the perfect will of God.
Urang ngadoakeun kahoyong Allah nu sampurna.
We also found that the Holy Spirit gives us power.
Urang baris mendahkan Roh Kudus masihan kuasa.
The miracles we find in the book of Acts.
Mujizat nu ku urang mendak dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
Happen through a spirit-filled church.
Kajantenan ngalangkungan gereja nu dipinuhan Roh.
Those same miracles and signs and wonders can happen today.
Mujizat-mujizat nu sami ciri-ciri sareng kaajaeban-aajaeban tiasa janten.
Through a spirit-filled church.
Ngalangkungan gereja nu dipinuhan ku Roh.
The power comes through the Holy Spirit.
Kawasa sumping ngalangkungan Roh Kudus.
We need that power in the church today.
Urang meryogikeun kawasa di gereja ayeuna oge.
We will not win the masses through intellectual arguments.
Moangengingkeun jiwa ngalangkungan argumentasi nu sae atuh mahir.
We will not win them through human reasoning.
Moangengingkeun aranjeunna ngalangkungan cara manusia.
We need the power of God.
Urang meryogikeun kawasa Allah.
The same as in the book of Acts.
Mo aya dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
It comes through the Holy Spirit.
Sadayana kajantenan ngalangkungan Roh Kudus.
You say, how do I receive the Holy Spirit?
Kumaha abdi tiasa nampi Roh Kudus?
We read several verses in the book of Acts.
Nyaos beberapa ayat dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
That people received the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands.
Jami-jami nampi Roh Kudus ngalangkungan panumpangan tangan.
That is one way to receive the Holy Spirit.
Ieu cara nampi Roh Kudus.
Those that are filled with the Spirit.
Aranjeunna nu dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
The elders are the leaders in the church.
Para sesepuh atanapi pamimpin gereja.
Can lay hands upon you for you to receive the Holy Spirit.
Biasa numpangkeun panangan saderek supaya saderek nampi Roh Kudus.
But we can also receive the Holy Spirit by asking.
Tapi urang oge tiasa nampi Roh Kudus ku cara mundut ka mantena.
Look with me in your Bible in the book of Luke, chapter 11.
Tingali kitab dina Lukas pasal 11.
Luke chapter 11 verses 9 through 13.
Lukas pasal 11 ayat 8 dugi ka 13.
Jesus is speaking.
Yesus nungandika.
If a son asks for bread from any father, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
kitu nu matak ce kami penta tangtu dibikeun teangan tangtu kapangih kaketrok tangtu dibuka.
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
Sing saha nu menta tangtu dibere, saha nu neangan pasti manggi, saha nu ngetrokan tangtu dibukakeun pantona.
If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?
Bapa mana lamun anak na menta lauk? Anak sok dibere orai lain lauk.
Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
Atawa mun menta nog dibere kalajengking.
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Jadi lamun maraneh nu doraka nyaho keneh mere mangpaat ka anak, komo deui rama maraneh nu disawarga mah pe kamantenna suhunkeun Roh Suci tangtu dipaparinkeun.
As a parent, I want to give good things to my children.
Salaku sepuhna abdi hoyong masian naon anu sae.
I would not give my son a snake or a scorpion.
Abdi moal masian pun anak orai sareng kalajengking.
If he wanted bread or an egg, I would give it to him.
Pami pun anak hoyong roti sareng enog abdi bade masihan.
Jesus said, if I know how to give good things to my children,
Yesus ngandika upami aranjeun terang masian usae kamurang kalianjeun,
how much more will our Father in heaven give good things?
Komo deui rama anjeun anu disawarga baris masianu pangadena.
He will give us the Holy Spirit if we ask.
Mantena baris masihan Roh Kudus upami urang nyuhunkeun.
Some people say, well, you might get a wrong spirit if you prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Aya nu nyarios tah, pasti saderek kenging roh nu sanes. Waktu saderek ngadoa mundut dipinuhan roh.
Jesus said if we ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, we won't get a serpent or scorpion.
Yesus ngandika upami urang mundut Roh Kudus karama, urang moal dipasihan ora aya tenepi kalajengking.
In the Bible, serpents and scorpions are a type of demons.
Kitab suci, segala orai sareng segala kalajengkingnya tarupi-rupi roh jahat.
I need not fear getting a wrong spirit if I ask God for the Holy Spirit.
Abdi henteu kedah sieun nginginkeun roh anu lepat upami abdi mundut ka Allah.
If I ask to be filled, he will fill me.
Abdi nyuhunkeun supados dipinuhan, mantenna pasti minuhan.
Everyone who asks receives.
Moal jalmi anu nyuhunkeun pasti dipasihan.
You can pray a simple prayer and ask the Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Saderek tiasa ngadua nu sederhana sareng nyuhunkeun karama supados minuhan saderek ku Roh Kudus.
The Holy Spirit will come into your life.
Roh Kudus bade lumebet kana kehidupan saderek.
And he will fill you.
Anjeunna baris minuhan saderek.
And he will help you to speak in other tongues.
Baris nulungan saderek kanggo nyarios dina basa roh.
We read in the book of Acts that they spoke with tongues.
Mangga urang aos kisah rasul, aranjeunna baris nganggo basa roh.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Dina waktu roh masihan ucapan-ucapan.
The Holy Spirit will help you form the words and speak them.
Nulungan saderek ngawujudkeun ucapan sareng ngucapkeunana.
They're not words that come from your mind.
Eta sanes ucapan-ucapan tina pikiran saderek.
The words that come from your spirit.
Eta ucapan-ucapan ti roh saderek.
You can receive the Holy Spirit today.
Saderek tiasa nampi Roh Kudus dinten ieu.
And once you receive the Spirit, you must stay full of the Spirit.
Sareng sakali nampi Roh Kudus salamina tetep dipinuhan roh.
I pray in tongues every day.
Ulinga doa dina basa roh unggal dinten.
Not just when I have an emotional feeling.
Kana sieun waktu abdi ngaraos emosional.
So sometimes I am very emotional.
Kana waktos abdi kacida emosional.
But the Holy Spirit is with me all the time.
Roh Kudus nyarengan abdi salamina.
And I can pray in other tongues anytime I choose.
Abdi tiasa ngadoa dina basa roh iraha bae abdi ngaperoyogina.
Quickly look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Tingali dina hiji Korintus 14.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 and 15.
Hiji Korintus pasal 14, ayat 14 dugi ke 15.
For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful.
Mun simkuring ngadoaku basaro, anu ngadoana teh sanes roh simkuring, tapi pikiran mah teu milu.
What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding.
Kudu kumaha tuh? Kudu simkuring ngadoa atawa muji kanu maha suci teh, ku roh ongkoh, ku pikiran ongkoh.
Now, when I pray in a tongue, my mind is bypassed.
Enten waktu abdi ngadoa basaro, pikiran abdi teu pipiluan.
I'm talking directly to God from my spirit.
Abdi nuju langsung sacarios ka langgo basaro.
But then in verse 15 he said, I will pray with the spirit.
Di ayat 15 anjeunna nyarios abdi bade ngadoa ku roh.
And I will pray with my understanding.
Abdi bade ngadoa oge akal budi abdi.
At any time I choose, I can pray to God in my native tongue.
Irabaya abdi hoyong abdi tiasa ngadoa ka Allah dina basa daerah abdi.
Any time I choose.
Irabaya abdi hoyong.
He says the same thing about praying with my spirit.
Anjeunna nyaris perkawis anu sami tina hal ngadoa nganggo roh.
At any time I choose, I can begin to speak in other tongues.
Irabaya abdi hoyong abdi tiasa ngawitan nyarios dina basa roh.
Because the Holy Spirit is always with me.
Bagi Roh Kudus salamina nyarengan abdi.
He's always ready.
Anjeunna salaminya sayagi.
And any time that I want to communicate to God, I can.
Irabaya abdi hoyong ngayakeun komunikasi sareng Allah abdi tiasa.
Once I have received the Holy Spirit.
Saparantos sakali abdi nampi Roh Kudus.
You need to pray in tongues every day.
Sareng peryogi ngadoa basa roh unggal dinten.
It will keep your life filled with power.
Eta bari sayagi hirup saderek dipinuhan ku kawasa.
It will help you to be sensitive to God.
Eta bari nulungan saderek terang pisan ka Allah.
At times you may have emotions.
Sawaktos-waktos saderek kena emosional.
Other times you may not feel great emotion.
Kana waktu saderek teu tiasa emosi nu gulga.
That does not mean the Holy Spirit is not there.
Geus teu aya Roh Kudus di dinya.
He is always with you.
Anjeunna salamina nyarengan saderek.
And whether you have the feelings and emotions or not.
Nah, saderek gaduhan raraosana anu emosi atanapi teu.
You can pray in other tongues.
Saderek tiasa ngadoa nganggo basa roh.
And communicate with God.
Terangayakeun komunikasi sareng Allah.
We must move on to something else.
Mangga urang majeng ka masalah sanes.
I want to talk to you about the subject of divine healing.
Abdi bade nyarios ka sadek perkawis pokok kawarasan ilahi.
You cannot read for very long in your Bible.
Saderek teu tiasa ngaos Alkitab lami teuing.
Without finding God healing people.
Bami teu mendakan Allah ngawaraskeun jalmi-jalmi.
I'd like to begin by looking in the book of Exodus chapter 15.
Kita ningal kitab budalan pasal 15.
Exodus chapter 15 verses 23 through 26.
Budalan 15 ayat 23 dugi ka 26.
These verses talk about as God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Ayat-ayat ieu nyareseun perkawis waktos Allah nyandak bangsa Israel kaluar ti Mesir.
When they were going to the promised land, this is one of the first revelations God gave them.
Waktu saranjeuna maju ka tanah anu dijanjikeun, ieu hiji kajanten anu ku Allah dipasihkeun.
God revealed something about himself to his people.
Allah ngawujudkeun hiji perkawis salirana ka umatna.
Let's find out what it was.
Mangga urang pilari naon maksudna.
Verse 23.
Dina ayat 23.
Now when they came to Merah, they could not drink the waters of Merah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Merah.
Aranjeuna dugi ka Merah, tapi aranjeuna teu tiasa ngaleueut saya nu aya di Merah, margi pait karaosna. Nyaeta margina tempat eta disebut Merah.
And the people complained against Moses saying, "What shall we drink?"
Terasna bangsa eta geulendeng ka Musa amungna naon nu kudu ku abdi dileueut atuh?
So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them.
Musa ngagorowo ke pangeran, uge pangeran nuduhkeun satek-teu kai. Musa nenggorkeun kai ka jero cai janten amis. Nya didinya pangeran masihan katangtuan sareng aturan, pangeran ngayakeun cocobi ka aranjeuna.
And he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Dawanana lamun marane bener-bener ngadenge sora pangeran Allah marane, jeung ngalakukeun anu bener nu ditingali ku pangeran, jeung ngadenge kana sagala parentahna, jeung tetep nurut sagala geus tetepkeun, kulantaran ku kami moal mere. Panyakit naon bae anu geus dibikeun ka urang Mesir, sabab kami teh pangeran anu ngawaraskeun marane.
God reveals himself as the healer.
Allah ngawujudkeun dirina nyalira. Ahli ngawaraskeun.
This phrase, I am the Lord who heals you.
Ungkapan pangeran nu ngawaraskeun.
Is literally one of the compound names of God.
Secara harafiah hartosna salah sahiji ti kempelan jenengan-jenengan Allah.
It is Jehovah Rapha.
Nyaeta Yehova Rapha.
means the Lord your physician.
Ieu nu hartosna pangeran janten dokter sadere.
The Lord who heals you.
Pangeran nu ngawaraskeun sadere.
God is by nature a healer.
Allah nu saleresna mah ahli ngawaraskeun.
God is saying, this is who I am.
Allah nuju ngadawuh ieu kami.
The Bible says in Malachi 3:6.
Dina Malaki 3 ayat 6.
God says, I am the Lord, I do not change.
Allah ngandika kami teh pangeran anu moal robah.
God is by nature a healing God.
Allah tetap bae dasarna Allah nu ngawaraskeun.
His nature has never and will never change.
Tabiatna teu robah sareng can kungsi robah.
If God was a healer then,
upami kapungkur Allah ahli ngawaraskeun,
he must be a healer today.
Ayeuna oge mantenna janten ahli ngawaraskeun.
If he was a physician then, he is a physician today.
Upami kapungkur janten hiji dokter, atuh ayeuna oge sami.
Because he does not change.
Margina mantenna teu robih.
That right there gives me enough hope to be healed.
Ieu kayakian masihan abdi harepan kanggo tiasa waras deui.
Look with me several chapters later in Exodus 23.
Mangga tingali sasarengan sabaraha ayat dina budalan pasal 23.
Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25.
Budalan 23 ayat 25.
So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Tapi maneh kudu ibadah ka pangeran Allah maneh, kusabab kitu ngaberkan roti dahareun maneh jeung cai inumeun, kami bakal ngajauhkeun panyakit ti maraneh.
God is talking to his people.
Allah nuju guneum catur sareng umatna.
He said, if you serve me,
mantenna ngadawuh lamun maraneh ari ibadah ka
kami, I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Kami rek ngajauhkeun panyakit ti tengah-tengah maraneh.
That is God's will for those that serve him.
Ieu kayong Allah kanggo aranjeun anu ari ibadah ka mantenna.
God was true to his promise.
Allah dijalir kana janjina.
To be his people's healer throughout the Old Testament.
Kanggo janten ahli ngawaraskeun umatna dina perjanjian lawas.
We find case after case.
Urang bakal ningali kajantenan demi kajantenan.
God's healing power at work.
Dina hal padamelan kawasa ngawaraskeun cara Allah.
While Israel wandered in the wilderness.
Waktos bangsa Israel ngalalana di sagara keusik.
During the time of the kings.
Di jaman raja-raja.
Right through the last book of the Old Testament.
Nepi ka kitab nu pamungkas dina perjanjian lawas.
In the very last chapter.
Dina pasal nu panungtungna.
Malachi prophesies.
Malaki masihan uga.
Those that fear the name of the Lord.
Tapi marane nu ajrih ku karan kami.
The Son of Righteousness shall arise.
Marane baris muncul cahaya kayaktian.
With healing in his wings.
Tukawa rasan dina jangjangna.
Look with me at the words of King David in Psalm 103.
Tingali sesarengan Raja Daud dina Jabur 103.
Psalm 103 verses 1 through 3.
Jabur 103 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Muyakeun pangeran hei nyawa, muyakeun sakuat-kuatna jenenganana nu suci, hei sagemlengna batin abdi.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Muyakeun pangeran hei nyawa, jeung ulah poho kumaha saen mantena.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Mantena ngampura sakabeh dosa kaula, nyageurkeun segala panyakit kaula.
In verse 2 he said not to forget the Lord's benefits.
In ayat 2 anjeunna nyeroskeun ulah mopohokeun sagala kasayan pangeran.
In verse 3 he tells us two of those benefits.
In ayat 3 anjeunna masihan terang ka urang dua tina kahadean.
He forgives all of our iniquities.
Anjeunna ngapunten sagala rupi kalepatan urang.
He heals all of our diseases.
Ngadamangkeun sagala panyawat urang.
If the first part of that verse is true,
dina bagian nu ngawitan ti ayat nu leres,
the second part must be true.
Bagian kadua oge kedah leres.
I can't say I only believe a half a verse.
Abdi mung tiasa percanten satengah ayat ieu.
I must take all of it.
Abdi kedah percanten sadayana.
If I believe he forgive all my iniquities,
anjeunna pasti ngapunten kasamudaya kalepatan,
I must believe he heals all my diseases.
Kedah percanten anjeunna ngadamangkeun panyakit abdi.
David knew about the benefits of the Lord.
Daud terang perkawis kasayan-kasayan pangeran.
Some people say, well, that's just in the Old Testament.
Sebora urang nyeroskeun, ah, eta mah ngan dina perjanjian lawas.
Think of two things with me.
Renyepan dua hal sasarengan sareng abdi.
First, God is by nature a healer.
Ngawitan pokona Allah nya eta ahli ngawaraskeun.
If he healed under the Old Testament, he must heal under the New Testament.
Pamimantena ngawaraskeun tina perjanjian lawas pantena oge tiasa ngawaraskeun tina perjanjian anyar.
Secondly, the Bible says,
duanana kitab suci nyarioskeun,
that we have a better covenant,
yen urang ngagaduhan hiji janji anu langkung sae,
established upon better promises.
Anu dasar janji anu langkung sae.
The New Testament is better than the Old.
Perjanjian anyar langkung sae tibatan perjanjian lawas.
The promises are better.
Sadaya janjina langkung sae.
If the benefit of the Old Testament was healing,
kasayan perjanjian lawasnya eta kawarasan,
and we don't have that benefit in the New Testament,
urang teu ngagaduhan kasayan tina perjanjian anyar,
it's not better.
Eta teh henteu langkung sae.
But it is better.
Tapi memang langkung sae.
If it was available in the Old Testament,
pami ieu dina perjanjian lawas,
it's available in the New.
Ieu parantos hadia dina perjanjian anyar.
Another truth that I believe convinces us.
Kayaktian usanes, nu abdi percanten bade kayakinan urang.
That God heals.
In Allah ngawaraskeun.
And that He wants to heal.
Anjeuna oge hoyong ngawaraskeun.
People in this day.
Jalma-jalma dina waktu sayeuna.
Is to look at the life of Jesus.
Nyaeta ningal kana kahirupan Yesus.
Look with me in the Gospel of John chapter 14.
Mangga tingal dina Injil Yohanes pasal 14.
The Gospel of John chapter 14.
Injil Yohanes pasal 14.
I'm going to be reading verses 7 through 9 of John chapter 14.
Ayat 7 dugi ka 8 dina Yohanes pasal 14.
Jesus is speaking.
Yesus ngandika.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him.
Upama maneh nyanya-nyanya ka kami, karama oge tangtu wawuh maha ayeuna geus wawuh tur geus pajongok jeung anjeuna.
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and it's sufficient for us.
Cek Filipus, Gusti, tuduhkeun rama ka abdi, cekap kanggo abdi.
Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and yet you've not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father?
Walar Yesus, kesilila kami babarengan jeung marane, tapi mane teu wawuh ka kami. Hing sanu geus nempo kami, mane geus nempo rama. Naha make nanyakeun rama?
To see Jesus is to see the Father.
Hing sanu parantos ningali Yesus, anjeuna parantos ningali rama.
To see how Jesus treats sinners is to see the Father.
Hing sanu parantos ningali Yesus, mayunan nu garadu dosa, anjeuna tos ningali rama.
To see how Jesus treats religious hypocrites is to see the Father.
Kumaha mayunan kaum agama nu munafik, anjeuna tos ningali rama.
To see Jesus and how he treats the sick is to see the Father.
Janu ningali Yesus sareng kumaha mantena mayunan jalmi nu teu damang anjeunna tos ningali rama.
Jesus is the will of God.
Yesus teh nyaeta kahoyong rama.
Being demonstrated.
Nu ngawujudkeun.
Jesus said, if you see me,
Yesus nyarios upama maneh geus nempo kami.
You've seen the Father.
Marane manempo rama.
I say, let's look at Jesus.
Hayu urang melong ka Yesus.
And see what he did when he came to the sick.
Ningali naon nu kumantena dilakukeun waktosna ka tanu teu damang.
We are just going to look at a very few verses.
Urang baris ningali sababaraha ayat.
There are many, many more we could look at.
Aya langkung seueur deui.
But time does not permit.
Namung waktos teu ngidinan.
Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
Mangga tingali Injil Matius pasal 12.
Reading from Matthew chapter 12, verses 14 and 15.
Baca Matius pasal 12, ayat 14 sareng 15.
Now remember, as we see Jesus, we are seeing the heart of the Father.
Cing emut, waktos urang ningali Yesus, urang nuju ningali rama.
Verse 14.
Ayat 14.
Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him.
Urang-urang Farisi bararudal kaluar maranehna baradami pikeun mayan Yesus.
But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there and great multitudes followed him and he healed them all.
Tapi Yesus terangeun kamaksudna, tuluy pindah. Jelema-jelema nu ngiring Yesus seueur pisan, kabeh dicagerkeun.
How many did he heal?
Para seueur nu ku anjeunna didamangkeun.
He healed them all.
Anjeunna ngadamangkeun sadayana.
I'm seeing the Father.
Abdi nuju ningali Bapa.
While Jesus is ministering.
Sawatara Yesus nuju ngaladenan.
Look in Matthew chapter 14.
Tingali Matius pasal 14.
Verses 13 and 14.
Ayat 13 sareng 14.
And when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities.
Sehingga Yesus ngadang wartos, anjina angkat nyepi ke tempat nusimpe, angkatna kana parahu, tapi maksat Yesus sekal nyawan kujel Maria, tuli marane nangaririk marake jalan darat di kota masing-masing.
And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick.
Kadang Yesus munggah ke darat katingalin ku anjina jelmaan nguskar umpul teka cidalobana, matak ngehelas kana manana nu ngagarering jeung ku anjeunna dicagerkeun.
Jesus was compassionate toward the sick and healed them.
Yesus ulas asih ka jalmi anu teu damang sareng nyageurkeun aranjeunna.
The heart of God is compassionate toward the sick.
Manah Allah ulas asih ka jalmi anu teu damang.
And he wants to heal them.
Sareng mantenna hoyong nyageurkeun.
Jesus said, if you've seen me,
Yesus ngandika lamun maneh nu geus nempo
kami, you've seen the Father.
Maneh geus nempo Rama.
Look with me in verse 35 and 36 of this same chapter.
Mangga tingali dina ayat 35 sareng 36 musami.
Verse 35 of Matthew 14.
Ayat 35 ti Matius 14.
And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region and brought to him all who were sick.
Sanggeus jelema-jelema di tempat eta wano ka Yesus tuluy uar-uar ka sakuliah daerah. Mugarering dideuhuskeun ka anjeunna.
And they begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well.
Maranehna marenta diwidian nyabak kana tungtung jubah anjeunna sakurnu nyabak terus bae cageur.
Jesus is healing the sick.
Yesus ngadamangkeun teu damang.
Look with me in Matthew chapter 15.
Mangga urang tingali Matius pasal 15.
Verses 30 and 31.
Ayat 30 sareng 31.
I'm reading from Matthew 15 and verse 30.
Abdi nuju maca pasal 15 ayat 30.
Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them.
Burubul jelema-jelema kanjeuna marawa anu lalumpuh nu pincang nu lolong nu pireu jeung rupa-rupa deui sinadariuk deukeut sampeanana sarta ku anjeuna terus dicageurkeun.
So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Jelema-jelema ukur barengong nenjo anu pireu bisa ngomong nu pincang cager nu lumpuh bisa leumpang nu lolong bisa nenjo tungtungna maranehna ngamulyakeun Allah Israel.
Look at one more example with me from the book of Matthew.
Mangga tingali dina conto sasarangan dina kitab Matius.
Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 3.
Matius pasal 8 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
We're reading from Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 3.
Urang nuju maca Matius pasal 8 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him.
Telungsurna Yesus di gunung loba pisan jelema nu ngiring.
And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
Yoraya jelema anu lepra nyamperkeun brek sujud jembah. Mihatur nun pangeran menawi pangeran luntur galih pangeran tiasa nyageurkeun abdi.
Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Yesus lajeng nyodorkeun panangan anu gering teh dicabak sarta ngarawuh. Hade sing cageur maneh. Dadak sakala pasakit lepra leungit.
Remember, to see Jesus is to see the Father.
Ieu yen tingali Yesus hartosna ningali Bapa.
Is God willing to heal?
Nah, Allah kersa ngadamangkeun.
Jesus answers the question.
Yesus ngawaler patarosan eta.
He says, I am willing.
Anjeunna ngandika abdi kersa.
In the other Gospels,
ilebet Injil-Injil sanes,
this same account reads this way.
Tulisan usami sapertos kieu.
Jesus was moved with compassion.
Digerakkeun mana Yesus ku welas asih.
He said, yes, it's my will.
Anjeunna ngandikanya ieu teh kahoyong kami.
He is still moved with compassion today.
Anjeunna kagerakeun ku welas asih dugi ka dinten ieu.
As we read the Gospels, we find something interesting.
Terus urang ngaos Injil-Injil urang mendakan naon bae.
Jesus healed all that came to him.
Yesus ngadamangkeun sadaya nu dongkap ka anjeunna.
He never said no.
Anjeunna teu pernah nolak.
He never told one person it was not God's will.
Anjeunna teu pernah nyarios ka saurang oge yen eta teh kahoyong Allah.
Not one person.
Teu aya saurang oge.
At times crowds of thousands followed him.
Kadang mariungan jalmi seueur ngiring ka anjeunna.
And he healed their sick.
Anjeun ada mangkeun panyawat maranehna.
To see Jesus.
Ningali Yesus.
Is to see the Father.
Hartosna ningali Bapa.
Is Jesus still the same compassionate Jesus?
Nah, Yesus masih kana Yesus anu sami anu ngagaduan rasa.
Hebrews 13:8 says this.
Ibrani 13 ayat 8 nyaros.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday.
Yesus Kristus tetap sami anu kamari.
Today.
Dinten ayeuna.
And forever. The Father does not change. And according to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus does not change.
Jesus getu robi.
It is God's will to heal.
Nya kau yang Allah nu ada mangkeun.
Jesus is the will of God demonstrated.
Nya eta kau yang Allah nu diwujudkeun.
Look with me in Matthew chapter 9.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina Matius pasal 8.
We're going to be reading verses 37 and 38 from Matthew. Chapter 9.
Ayat 37-38 Timotius pasal 8.
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
Adauh ka murid-murid napi buatin teh lega ari nu tibuatanana sangan saeutik.
Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
Sabab eta kudu nyuhunkeun kanu kagunganna supaya anjeunna ngintun pagawe-pagawe geus anu dibuat.
Now look with me in chapter 10, verse 1.
Ayeuna tingali pasal 10, ayat 1.
And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease.
Murid-murid anu 12 teh disaur ku Yesus. Tuluy dipaparin pangawasa pikeun nundung roro jahat nyageurkeun panyakit-panyakit jeung rupa-rupa kalemahan badan.
Jesus' compassionate heart was so moved toward the sick.
Yesus nu ulas asih kagerakeun ningali nu teu daramang.
The harvest had become so great.
Dibuatin tos janten sakitu cenah.
Then he appointed 12 more to heal the sick.
Anjeunna milih 12 jalmi ngadamangkeun.
And he gave them power over demons.
Anjeunna masihan kawasa kamaranehna keur setan.
Look with me in Luke's Gospel chapter 10.
Mangga tingali Injil Lukas pasal 10.
Luke's Gospel chapter 10, we're going to be looking at verse 1.
Lukas pasal 10 ayat 1.
Says after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
Gusti Yesus nujul murid-murid sejen 70 urang, diutus duaan-duaan sina tiheula ngadatangan kota-kota jeung tempat-tempat liana anu bakal disumpingan ku anjeunna.
Look with me in verses 8 and 9 of the same chapter.
Tingali ayat 8 sareng 9 ti pasal nu sami.
Jesus is giving instructions to the 70.
Yesus nuju masihan parentah ka 70 murid.
Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you.
Mun datang ka kota sarta diterima, susuguhna tarima.
Heal the sick there. Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you.
Mun aya nu garering cageurkeun jeung bejakeun kerajaan Allah bakal tereng ngadeg.
God's compassionate heart is reaching out.
Mana Allah mengagaduan welas asih nu ageung.
First, it's just Jesus praying for the sick.
Yesus,
then he sends the 12 to heal the sick.
Anjeuna ngutus 12 muridna kanggo damangkeun.
Now he sends out 70 more.
Anjeuna ngutus 70 murid.
Look with me in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina Injil Markus 16.
We're going to be reading Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18.
Awas Markus pasal 16, ayat 15 dugi ka 18.
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues.
Ciri ieu baris nyarengan jalma percaya, baris ngusir setan nyambat jenengan kami, baris nyarios dina bahasa nu anyar.
They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Bakal nyekel orai lamun maranena ngaleut racun moal bisa cilaka, baris neundeun leungeunna dinu teu damang sarta pasti cageur.
Jesus said these signs follow all believers.
Yesus ngandika ciri-ciri ieu baris nyarengan urang-urang percaya.
They will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover.
Marane rek numpangkeun leungeun ka jalma gering sarta cageur.
So now it's not just Jesus healing the sick.
Ayeuna sanes mung Yesus wae anu ngadamangkeun kedamaian.
It's not just the 12 healing the sick.
Sanes mung 12 urang wae anu ngadamangkeun gering.
It's not just the 70 healing the sick.
Sanes mung 70 urang wae anu ngadamangkeun gering.
Jesus has commissioned all believers to heal the sick.
Yesus parantos ngangkat jalmi-jalmi nu percantan kamu ngadamangkeun gering.
This is not an option for believers.
Kaya pilihan anu sanes kamu jalmi-jalmi nu percantan.
It is a command of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeuh parentah Gusti Yesus Kristus.
If you have hands,
pamisadareka gaduhan panangan,
you're responsible for fulfilling this verse.
Sadareka du tanggung jawab kanggo ngagenapi ayat ieu.
Jesus said believers will lay hands on the sick.
Yesus ngandika percaya ku numpangkeun panangan kanggo gering.
And they will recover.
Bari sageur.
Your responsibility is to lay hands on them and pray.
Tanggung jawab saderek numpangkeun panangan sareng ngadoa.
God's responsibility is to cure them. As you begin reading the book of Acts, the disciples did what Jesus said. The early church were divine healing believing people.
Gereja nu ngawitan nyaeta jalmi-jalmi anu percantos sareng ngalakukeun kawarasan ilahi.
They healed the sick and worked miracles.
Manehna ngadamangkeun sareng ngalakukeun mujizat.
All the way to the last chapter of the book of Acts.
Terus dugi ka pasal akhir Kisah Rasul.
Nearly 30 years after the day of Pentecost.
Meh 30 taun saatos dinten Pentakosta.
We find everyone on the island of Melita.
Urang mendakan setiap urang di Pulau Melita.
Coming and being healed under the ministry of Paul.
Dongkap sareng didamangkeun di lebet pelayanan Paulus.
We also find healing taught in the epistles.
Mendakan sareng ngadamangkeun dina serat-serat jamaah.
In fact, in the book of James,
fakta dina kitab Yakobus,
we find that divine healing is an ordinance established for the church.
Urang mendakan yen ngadamangkeun cara ilahi nyaeta peraturan kanggo gereja.
In all generations.
Kanggo sadaya generasi.
Turn with me to James chapter 5.
Mangurang buka Yakobus pasal 5.
We're going to be reading verses 14 and verses 15 from James chapter 5.
Awas, ayat 14 sareng 15 dina Yakobus pasal 5.
I'm reading from James 5 and 14.
Awas, dina Yakobus 5 pasal 14.
Said, is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Duduluran anu garering kudu dipangneangkeun pangurus jamaah, anu kudu mangnedakeun jeung ngolesan ku minyak kalayan nyambat panjenengan Allah.
And the prayer of faith will save or heal the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Kupanada anu medal tina iman kapercayaan anu baris katulungan, ku Gusti baris dikersakeun sageur. Malah upama aya nu kasalahan baris dihampura.
James is writing to the church.
Ayeuna Yakobus nulisna ku ka gareja.
He says, is anyone sick among you?
Anjeuna nyaris upama aya saurang di antara maneh nu garering.
He said, if you're sick, this is what you do.
Anjeuna nyaris upama maneh garering nya ieu naon anu kedah kumaneh pikawe.
Call for the elders of the church.
Geroan para pemimpin jamaah.
Let them anoint you with oil and pray over you.
Keun wae maranehanna ngoles ku minyak sareng ngadoakeun.
It says in the prayer of faith will bring healing to the sick.
Anjeuna nyarios nu lahir ti iman, nu baris nyanda kasehatan kanggo nu kedamaian.
And the Lord will raise him up.
Sareng Gusti baris ngagugahkeun anjeuna.
We must act on the word of God.
Urang kedah nindak saluyu sareng dawuhan Allah.
We must let the word be our final authority.
Urang kedah ngajadikeun dawuhan Allah selaku otoritas pangluhurna.
When I was a young Christian,
tos abdi masih urang Kristen wae,
I got a terrible skin disease.
Abdi kena penyakit kulit nu pikasieuneun.
It was terrible all over my skin.
Pikasieuneun di sakuliah awak abdi.
And I was reading in my Bible.
Terang abdi ngaraos Alkitab.
And I came to James chapter 5 verses 14 and 15.
Terang abdi dugi ka Yakobus pasal 5 ayat 14 sareng 15.
I immediately went to find out if there were any elders in our church.
Abdi ngalengal mios kanggo milari saha nu aya di pamimpin gereja.
He told me an elder was just someone that was mature.
Maranehan masihan terang ka abdi saurang pamimpin nyaeta salah saurang nu dewasa.
Knew how to trust God.
Nu terang kumaha percaya sapinu ka Allah.
A recognized spiritual leader.
Urang pamimpin rohani nu diaku.
They gave me the name of a man in the church.
Maranehanna masian ka abdi samisa sorang pamimpin
gereja.
Abdi nelpon ka anjeunna.
I said, brother, I'm sick.
Abdi nyaros saderek abdi kedamang.
And I read in James chapter 5.
Cenah abdi ngaos dina Yakobus pasal 5.
That if you anoint me with oil.
Cenah upami saderek ngulasan abdi ngaos minyak.
And pray for me.
Sareng ngadoakeun abdi.
that I'll be healed.
Abdi pasti damang.
I didn't give him a chance to argue.
Abdi temasian kesempatan kang omasian pendapat abdi.
I said I'll be right over.
Abdi nyarios abdi badek kaditu.
I got in my car and I drove to his house.
Abdi lebat kana mobil sareng nyetir ka bumina.
He was a farmer that lived far in the country.
Anjeunna teh saurang petani nu cicing jauh di desa.
And you can remember him walking out of his hat as out of his house and his hat was on crooked.
Abdi ngemutan bari leumpang kaluar ti imah sareng topi nangigir.
He was at least 3 times older than I was.
Anjeunna 3 kali leuwih kolot ti abdi.
He walked out of his house with a small bottle of oil in his hand.
Anjeunna leumpang kaluar ti mana sareng sabotol minyak di pananganana.
I said, "Brother, pray for me."
Abdi nyarios saderek mangga ngadoa kang abdi.
I put my hands up in the air.
Abdi ngangkat 2 panangan abdi.
He put the oil on my forehead.
Anjeunna nguleskeun minyak ka tara abdi.
He prayed the prayer of faith.
Anjeunna memanjatkeun doa iman.
And I felt something like electricity go through my body.
Abdi ngaraos hiji hal sapros aliran listrik ngajama sakuliah awak.
And within one day,
sareng dina waktu sadinten,
my skin had totally cleared up.
Kulit abdi bersih deui.
The disease was gone.
Panyakitna tos ingkah.
I had just taken God at His word.
Mengiringan dawuhan Allah.
It says the prayer of faith will heal the sick.
Doa sareng iman baris nyageurkeun jalma nu gering.
According to James chapter 1,
nyebutkeun Yakobus pasal 1,
the prayer of faith,
doa sareng iman,
is a prayer that doesn't doubt.
Hiji doa anu teu ragu-ragu.
Faith begins where you know the will of God.
Iman dikawitan waktu saderek terang ka hayang Allah.
Many people, when they pray for the sick, they say, "Lord, if it be your will, heal this person." That is not the prayer of faith. That is a prayer of dedication and consecration to God. We pray, "Lord, if it be your will," when we don't know His will.
Urang ngadoa Pangeran mangga janten ka hoyong anjeun waktu urang teu terang naon ka hoyong Pangeran.
If I'm offering my life to God,
kami abdi masihkeun hirup abdi ka Pangeran.
And I say, "God, I'll go anywhere you send me."
Abdi nyarios Pangeran abdi bade angkat ka mana wae anjeun
ngutus. I'll go across the ocean to another country.
Abdi bade muntas lautan ka nagri sanes.
I'll go into my own village and preach.
Bade meus ka kampung abdi nyalira sareng khotbah.
Whatever your will is for me.
Naon wae ka hoyong anjeun ka abdi.
God, I accept it.
Pangeran abdi kersana
mina. Not what I want, but what you want.
Karena senaun anu ku abdi bika hoyong, tapi naun ku anjeun
ka hoyong. Then we trust God to reveal His will to us.
Kajeng urang masrahkeun diri ka Allah, kanggo ngawujudkeun ka hoyongna.
That's a good prayer to pray in that situation.
Ieu mangrupi doa anu sae kanggo kaayaan kieu.
But we don't pray a prayer like that over the sick.
Teu ngadoa sapertos kitu kanggo nu teu damang.
Jesus never prayed that way over the sick.
Yesus teu pernah ngadoa sapertos kitu kanggo nu teu damang.
The disciples never prayed that way over the sick.
Murid-murid oge teu ngadoa sapertos kitu.
They prayed the prayer of faith.
Maranehanakeun doa pinuh ku iman.
In order to pray in faith,
kudu ngadoa di lebet iman.
You must know the will of God.
Kedah terang ka hoyong Allah.
The Bible reveals the will of God to us.
Kitab suci hoyong Allah.
Jesus' life reveals the will of God to us.
Kahirupan Yesus ngawujudkeun ka hoyong Allah kanggo urang.
And then we can pray without doubting.
Teras urang moal sangcaya di kanggo ngadoa.
And believe that God answers our prayer.
Percantan nyin Allah ngawaler doa-doa urang.
And we will see the sick raised up.
Urang baris ningali jalmi nu teu damang digugahkeun.
Read verse 16 with me of James chapter 5.
Aos ayat 16 sasarengan tina Yakobus pasal 5.
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Kusabab eta ari aya kasalahan pada batur teh sing darai kuale sing darai silihampura bari silih doakeun. Pangdoa jelema anu hade-hade mah gede.
We should pray one for another.
Urang kedah ngadoakeun papada jalma.
And expect healing to occur.
Tarang ngaharapkeun tiasa damang.
The Bible says faith comes by hearing.
Kitab suci nyareoskeun iman datang tina
jalma. Hearing by the word of God.
Sareng ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
The word of God convinces me.
Kitab suci ngayakinkeun abdi.
It is God's will to heal.
Yen ka hoyong Allah kanggo ngadamangkeun.
Pray for the sick.
Ngadoakeun teu damang.
Act upon the word of God.
Ngalakukeun sagala numutkeun dawuhan Allah.
God will fulfill His word for you.
Allah bakal nungkulan dawuhanana ka sadaya.
And He will raise up the sick.
Anjeunna ngagugahkeun teu damang.
We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Urang nyaeta gareja Gusti
Yesus. And we take God at His word.
Sareng urang ngaminkeun dawuhan Allah.
We believe in divine healing.
Urang percanten kana kawasa ilahi.
Our God is a healing God.
Allah urang nyata Allah nu tiasa ngadamangkeun.
Lord bless you, my brother, my sister.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek sadayana.
Amen.
Amin.